All right, this is the Sprint Showcase for Sprint 128. Let me share my screen. And if someone could just let me know once that comes through.
Yeah, we can see the screen.
Great. All right, our showcases have changed a lot since the gap times, but oh well. Okay, so for Sprint 128, the team was working on implementing the version 2 requisition endpoints and finishing the designs. And the spirit animal for this sprint was the grasshopper mouse, which I'd never heard of before, so I had to look it up. Here's a grasshopper mouse. It is very, very cute. So that's a good pick. Better than the
mosquito. Yeah, but about the grasshopper mouse, it was actually the sound it makes that caught us for the sprint. So yeah, the sound is pretty much, and it's called something like a werewolf mouse, I believe.
Oh, really? That's crazy. Are you gonna imitate it for me?
I could repeat.
I said, can you imitate? Can you make the sound for us?
I don't think I can. It's really high one. So yeah.
Okay.
But you can pretty much check it on YouTube. I believe that there is a National Geographic video there.
Okay, I'll check it out. Okay, so the grasshopper mouse or the werewolf mouse, which is a much better name. Okay, so for this sprint, the team got through 35 story points spread across a number of different tickets. It looks like around 13 or so. So good work once again on this sprint. Looking at Sonar, there are some failures. So does anybody know what's going on here? This one is a branch, I know, but this first one?
Yeah, this one is caused by the changes made by Łukasz. He said he will be working on it today and should fix it either today or either tomorrow morning.
Okay. All right, as long as he knows about it, we'll be working on it. That's fine. See, I don't think there's anything else. Yeah. Okay. All right. So that is the overview. I think, Nicodem, you are going to be the one leading us. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. I'll hand it off to you.
Yeah. So for this sprint, we're basically focusing on finishing all the design work. For order labels and FTAP screens. We have managed to actually complete them. On top of that, we were also working on implementing the requisition 2, version 2 endpoints, which is still in progress because it was blocked for quite some time. Other than that, we have also worked on designing UI caching architecture, which is still in review. That document has been put on Confluence yesterday, so I will probably give it a couple of days before proceeding with the ticket. Yes, so that's pretty much it if it comes to the overall work that we have done. And I will now pass the ball to the first person, which one of you would like to start?
I can be first.
Okay, so.
So let me share my screen. Okay. So in last sprint, I was working on 2 tickets. First of them, describe a bug on a list in a processing period. Dates present on the list was set one day before a date which we received from backend. To solve this issue, I had to remove function which added time zone to dates without time zone. Additionally, it fixed another places in application, for example, requisition list. Next ticket, described that fulfillment service has referencing the stock reason transfer in its application properties that only exist in the demo data of the stock management. The solution is the same as in requisition service. I added reason transfer in to Bootstrap data and I remove it from demo data. Today, Jakub is not present, so I will tell you also about his ticket. First, describe issue where reference UI job contains a lot of builds related to the release version only because each time when we build a UI component, the reference UI job is triggered. Jakub. Jakub added missing brackets to Jenkins file, and now we avoid triggering reference UI during release process. Okay. Last ticket described a bug where admin user was able to set stock cards as a source for stock on hand column, even if stock flag is not set. Jakub also fixed this issue. And then and now user can't select stock cards as source if the checkbox enable stock on hand to populate from stock cards is not selected. That's all from me. Do you have any question?
No questions for me.
Okay.
Okay, so I can be next. Can you stop the sharing so I can share?
Sure. Okay.
Okay. So during this sprint, unfortunately, I didn't finish any tickets. It's nearly about to be finished, but I want to tell you about tickets that Łukasz completed because he had to be on another meeting, so I will present his work. So first of all, during working on adding support for orderable versioning in requisition line items, it was realized that one endpoint was missing, the endpoint to retrieve a list of orderables by their identities. ID and version ID. So he introduced such an endpoint, and I can show you this in our API console. So here I prepared a body to post as you can see here we have identities of two orderables. So if I click on the post, then I have my response. I'm having two orderables. And if I, for example, want to post with a wrong version ID, like the two, which is not existing, then I only receive one orderable. And another thing to show is that if I don't send a request with one field, for example, with version ID. Oh, this. Then I received error with information that both ID and version ID fields must be provided. So this is everything about this ticket, this endpoint. The second ticket was to add this support for orderable versioning. So within the scope of this ticket, Łukasz removed price per pack and non-full supply fields from requisition line item entity, and he added orderable version ID because orderable ID was already there. So now these two values, price per pack and non-full supply, are set in are set by referencing orderable. Basically the response has not changed because of course it is now being done in another ticket. So that would be everything that I can tell you.
So in the first ticket that you showed there, the one where it, you added the concrete orderable endpoint, that's separate from the other endpoint that already, or the other endpoints perhaps, that already exist, where you can select without specifying the version, is that correct?
Yes, this is an additional endpoint post endpoint, so it's just additional, separate.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so I can stop sharing. So is this everything from us?
I can go through what I was working on, but I'm still not finished with my tickets for the sprint. So let me just share my screen first. Okay, can you see my screen?
Yes.
So this sprint I was mainly working on designing the UI caching architecture. This is still not done, as I'm still waiting for feedback under the created document. Other than that, I was also doing some refactoring of unit tests on the UI, so we can get rid of some memory leaks in our unit tests. And the last ticket I was working on was fixing the random endless loading when logging in. This was a tricky one actually, because the problem was that when we opened two different tabs and logged in with on the first one, and then tried to log in on the second one, we are actually getting an endless error. The reason for that was we were already storing the access token. So we were trying to authenticate with a request that already had the authentication header. And because of that, we are getting bad request response and were unable to proceed with the login. We weren't actually handling that situation, so to fix this, I updated our interceptor for attaching the access token to only access add the access token header to requests that are not actually targeted at auth service, which are basically the ones responsible for logging, and they shouldn't actually have the header. Yes, so I believe that's everything from me, unless there are any questions.
The document that you mentioned that you were looking for feedback on, is that the wiki page that you created?
Yes, exactly.
All right, and you're just looking for feedback directly in this document, or is comments on here?
Yeah, I would appreciate any feedback on the document, as you can comment anything, and I think that's the great way to start a discussion on That's why I didn't actually put it on the dev forum.
Okay.
Okay, so are there any questions?
There's no questions for me. I've looked over this document briefly, but I haven't looked at it in detail yet, so I'll do that later today.
Okay, that would be great. And so I will stop sharing my screen. And I believe that's everything from us this week. The sprint action.
Okay, that is the shortest showcase I think we've ever had.
Yeah, that would be it.
So Nicodem, a quick question for you. Is this the last sprint that you will be a part of with Soldevelo?
No, actually I will be with Soldevelo for one more sprint. I'm actually, my last day at Soldevelo will be the showcase day of the next sprint, so.
Okay. All right, well, I'm glad we have you for one more sprint then.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anything else we need to go over?
I don't think we have anything.
Okay, all right, well, thank you all. Great work, once again, great work on this sprint. And I'll be in discussions about next sprint. Okay, bye.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.